2 Chronicles, chapter 6. Then Solomon spoke, Yahweh has said that he would stay in the thick darkness. But I have built you a house of habitation, and a place for you to dwell in forever. And the king turned his face, and blessed all the assembly of Israel, and all the assembly of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to David my father, and has with his hands fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, that my name might be there, neither did I choose any man to be leader over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. But Yahweh said to David my father, Whereas it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless you will not build the house, but your son who will come forth out of your loins, he will build the house for my name. And Yahweh has performed his word that he spoke, for I have risen up in the place of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built the house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. And there I have set the ark, in which is the covenant of Yahweh, which he made with the sons of Israel, and he stood before the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze scaffold, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and on it he stood, and knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, O Yahweh, the God of Israel, there is no God like you, in heaven, or on earth, who keeps covenant and loving kindness with your slaves that walk before you with all their heart. Who have kept with your slave David my father that which you promised him, yes, you spoke with your mouth, and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, O Yahweh, the God of Israel, keep with your slave David my father that which you have promised him, saying, There will not fail you a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your sons take heed to their way, to walk in my law as you have walked before me. Now therefore, O Yahweh, the God of Israel, let your word be verified, which you spoke to your slave David, but will God in very deed dwell with man on the earth? Look, heaven and the heaven of heavens can't contain you, how much less this house which I have built. Yet you have respect to the prayer of your slave, and to his supplication, O Yahweh my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your slave prays before you. That your eyes may be open toward this house day and night, even toward the place of which you have said that you would put your name there, to listen to the prayer which your slave will pray toward this place. And listen to the supplications of your slave, and of your people Israel, when they will pray toward this place, yes, hear from your dwelling place, even from heaven, and when you hear forgive. If a man sins against his fellow man, and he is subjected to an oath to cause him to swear, and he comes and swears before your altar in this house. Then hear from heaven, and act, and judge your slaves, requiting the wicked, to bring his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according to his righteousness. And if your people Israel are struck down before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and will turn again and confess your name, and pray and plead for mercy before you in this house. Then hear from heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land which you gave to them and to their fathers. When the heavens are shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, if they pray toward this place, and confess your name, and turn from their sin, when you afflict them. Then hear in heaven, and forgive the sin of your slaves, and of your people Israel, when you teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is in the land famine, if there is pestilence, if there is blasting or mildew, locust or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in the gates of their land, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is. Whatever prayer and supplication is made by all of man, and by all your people Israel, who will know every man his own plague and his own sorrow, and will spread forth his hands toward this house. Then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive, and render to every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you, even you only, know the hearts of the sons of man. That they may fear you, to walk in your ways, so long as they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Moreover concerning the foreigner, who is not of your people Israel, when he will come from a far country for your great name's sake, and your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when they will come and pray toward this house. Then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you for, that all the peoples of the earth may know your name, and fear you, as does your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. If your people go out to battle against their enemies, by whatever way you will send them, and they pray to you toward this city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name. Then hear from heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no man who does not sin, and you are angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive to a land far off or near. Yet if they will bethink themselves in the land where they are carried captive, and turn again, and plead to you for mercy in the land of their captivity, saying, "We have sinned, we have done perversely, and have dealt wickedly." If they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captive, and pray toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, and the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name. Then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, O my God, let, I urge you, your eyes be open, and let your ears be attentive, to the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Yahweh God, into your resting place, you, and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Yahweh God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Yahweh God, don't turn away the face of your anointed one, remember your loving kindnesses to David your slave.